Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Yeah.
It is shocking the amount of collusion and corruption that we are dealing with as New York State citizens. And I think it's appalling that the GOP is, with a straight face asking for donations from New York State voters.
Hey, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And going to be a little bit all over the board today. Busy week in what's going on politically. A lot of good stuff out there. Of course, Mar-a-Lago being raided and the corrupt FBI, which we all know it's pretty obvious right now. Sad where this country is, actually. You know, we all know about this. It's amazing. Of course, the president says he didn't know about it, and everybody's pointing the finger at the FBI. Head of the FBI didn't know about this, and this person didn't know, and this person bullshit. They all knew. If they didn't know, they should have known. I mean, you're kidding me. You got the FBI going in and raiding a former president's house, and you don't know about it? Oh, that's garbage, right? And amazing to me. They knew all about Hunter Biden's dealings, couldn't be bothered by going in and investigating any of that, right? How about 10% to the big guy? Let's give a percentage to the big guy. They couldn't be bothered by that, but yet they're in Mar-a-Lago. I think it's going to backfire on them. I think it's going to backfire big time on them. They get backfired already last night. Liz Cheney got her butt kicked. I mean, look, you win by 5 or 10 points in a political race. That's a beating. That's a beating. You lose by 30? You lose by 30? That's sending a big-time message. Look, what the FBI did was an attack on our constitutional republic. It was an attack on our rule of law. You know, this is why people don't trust the head of the FBI or police officers anymore, right? I mean, you're just going to we've got a president who, by the way, is working with you. If you need information, he's saying, look, I'll give it to you, right? I'll play some videos. We all know the track record of the FBI, whether that goes back to, you know, Comey or Mueller or Strzok, or the list goes on and on about how dirtbaggish these people really are. Trump was right about draining the swamp. Talk about all the time. 100% right about draining the swamp. Where he failed is he didn't drain the swamp. And when you drain a swamp like that, you can't. I wish Glenn was here, because Glenn's more of a hunter than me. You know, sometimes you can drain the water out of the swamp. It doesn't mean you've actually you've gotten rid of the problem, which is sinking in the mud, right? You really need to drain the swamp. You need to dig the swamp out. You need to dry the swamp out, right? And that means getting rid of the agencies like the FBI and starting 100% over. They are absolutely corrupt. It's beyond obvious at this point, you know, from Jeffrey Epstein to even at a local level. We know our judges are corrupt, right? So Paul Pelosi gets a DWI and he walks away. He gets the judge he wants and he walks away. If that's myself, if that's Glenn Wiggle, we're praying that we get a good a judge to be able to not sentence us to life in prison because we're a Republican. It is absolutely disgusting. You know, what does the warrant say? The president is out there saying, look, I want this information released, and they're not doing it. Well, we can't do that in the middle of an investigation. Bullshit. Bullshit. If it smells like an outhouse and it looks like an outhouse, it's an outhouse. And the FBI right now is an absolute outhouse. I'm going to play some videos before the end of this of let's go back in history and just look at some of the, you know, corrupt things that the FBI has been involved with. We're going to have Marley Hornick on, and Marley is part of the New York Citizens audit team. And it's absolutely amazing to me. You know, you look at people like Liz Cheney who are now saying, well, shame on the president. You know, he won't admit that the election was fair and square. Well, it wasn't fair and square. We know that. We know that. We've got people actually that arrested another lady in Arizona this week for harvesting ballots. We know that it wasn't fair. Anybody with a brain in their head, just like, nobody was showing up. Nobody was showing up for his rallies. You had Donald Trump with 80,000, 100,000, 200,000 people trying to get into a stadium that fits 50,000. And yet, you know, Biden comes out to talk and we have 15 people there. No, there's no way, absolutely no way he won that election fair and square. You know why we know that? Because they still don't want to do it fair and square. Pretty simple. All we're asking, many of us on the right, show your ID. What the hell's the problem with that? Why would you not want to show your license? You get on an airplane. I've got to show my driver's license multiple times. I flew last week to Florida to hand in my suitcase. I needed to show him my driver's license to get past the next barrier. Had to show him my license, right? To get on the plane, I've got to show another form of ID, which is the same ID that I had to show with my license, which is the ticket, right? Absolute joke. Absolute joke. And now, by the way, they go out and find money for IRS agents. Miraculous. We need more IRS agents. Yeah, we need more IRS agents. Like, I need a goddamn hole in my head. 87,000 or 86,000 IRS agents. Many of you have seen this, by the way, when you look at the application to apply. Oh, you need to be able to protect yourself with a gun. I thought they didn't believe in guns. Why would an IRS agent need to be protecting him or herself with a gun? Absolute joke. Anybody with a brain in their head knows exactly what they're doing. They did it under Obama, where they used the IRS to go after conservative groups, whether they are conservative think tanks or just conservative groups in general. 100%, they are going to arm and do exactly what they're doing with the FBI with these IRS agents. I assure you, the Clinton Foundation will not be getting audited. I assure you, John Kerry, that keeps his boat in a different state so he misses out on the taxes, will not be getting audited. I assure you, Hunter scumbag Biden and the Biden crime family will not be getting audited. You know who will be getting audited? Conservative groups. Folks like you and I. Folks, many of you who watch this that think like me and Glenn and I, you will be the ones getting audited. We all know where that's going. And you know what really makes me sick is to this day, we hear all about these school shootings and how we want things safer and we're going to fight. And 87,000 IRS agents, and we couldn't use that money to protect some of these schools. We couldn't add additional police officers in these schools. We couldn't use that for gates around the schools to start to change the entrance from inside the school to outside the school. Don't tell me we don't have money and it's a gun problem and all that bullshit. 87,000 IRS agents and not a dollar is spent to commit money to the schools, to protect the schools with actual police officers. I'm proud to say that where I live in the town of Iroquois, Alma, they actually are putting in another police officer. So there'll be two police officers. In my opinion, there should be 4 or 5 police officers at all times, ready and armed, protecting our most valuable asset in the world, which is our children. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to bring up Marley Hornick, by the way. Marley is with New York Citizens Audit Team. And for those of you that say, oh, there's no way, there was no cheating on the last election. It was all good. You're the same people that are saying, well, we don't need driver's licenses because you want to cheat again. That's very obvious. Anybody with a brain in their head knows that. Anybody with common sense says you don't want people to show your ID so you can steal another election, right? And for those of you that say, no, it wasn't. And by the way, it wasn't just the presidential election. This has been going on for decades, especially in places like New York State. And New York Citizens Audit Team is proving that. And we'll talk about what they're doing and some of the fraud that they've uncovered right here in the great state of Illinois. I want to switch gears here for a little bit. Well, not really switching gears. You know, we're talking about the folks that say, well, that the presidential election wasn't stolen. And we now know, as we're arresting people like we did over the weekend or last weekend in the state of Arizona of people harvesting ballots, we know that New York State, as an example, is an absolute complete disaster when it comes to voting. And on the live line with me, I've got Marley Hornick, and Marley is the director of New York Citizens Audit. And Marley, I thank you so much for spending some time with us. I understand it's last minute, and you did me a favor. We've had you guys on our radio show a few times, And so you've hopped in and are helping me out today. So I appreciate it. But Marley, just, you know, go back for those of the folks that really maybe aren't aware of what New York Citizens Audit is. Maybe just start from the beginning. How did you guys start? Why did you start this? And what is it?
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Basically, our team is comprised of citizens from around New York State who all had the feeling that there was something untoward about the 2020 election. And we came together and we wondered to ourselves and amongst each other, you know, did something happen in New York? So really, with just that attitude of curiosity and inquisitiveness, investigation, we started by requesting a copy of the New York State voter rolls from the New York Board of Elections, as well as individual counties' voter rolls from each of their elections offices. We came together from many, many different backgrounds. We do have very experienced data analysts and programmers. We have PhDs. We have CEOs of companies. We have really top level people, as well as folks who just wanted to get engaged and get involved and were willing to do things like learn the FOIL process, the Freedom of Information Law process in New York, or do research or help to disseminate information we were finding. So really, we just began with the spirit of curiosity, thinking in a state as blue as New York, we probably won't find much, but we were wrong.
Let me ask you this, the FOIL process, did you have luck with that? I know it's funny because we realized very quickly, we meaning Glenn and I, throughout the COVID mess and as the communist Democrats decided to try to shut down businesses, as we were putting in FOIL requests, we realized how corrupt that system is and run by many of the Democrats in this state. And the minute they see a conservative requesting a FOIL request, it's amazing the amount of loopholes and things that we needed to jump around and jump over to get the information. Meanwhile, there was some left-wing extremist groups in this area that when they request a FOIL investigation, when they request something, it's amazing how fast it shows up in their email box, right? Like right back, bam, they would request a FOIL request, and within an hour, they had all the information. Us, it was taking months, and they were doing it on purpose, you know, sending, well, look at, you missed this I in this word, and you'd missed dotting it, and so now we need to send this and start back over again. It was clearly a scumbag move on them. Were you able to get some cooperation, or was it the same type of angerness that I went through and frustration?
Right, well, yeah, we have had a mixed response, I would say, and there's no question that the Freedom of Information process is not necessarily designed to allow freedom of information, because information can be dangerous and they may not really want us to have access to certain knowledge. So yes, at times we've been completely stonewalled, we've been condescended to, but there has been quite a lot of very valuable and valid information we have gleaned through that process as well. And I have to say, we've had hundreds of people from across New York State literally step up and put their name on requests regarding election information, and it has been productive. And from the perspective of helping many, many New Yorkers learn how to use these processes to further our journey towards self-governance, true self-governance, that has been a huge win.
Yeah. So tell me about what you found. I mean, what are some of the you know, what, because it's funny, you said, well, I don't think we were going to find anything, but, you know, obviously you found a lot.
Right. So actually, we found the first things we started to find, we couldn't believe how easy they were to find. The Secretary of State in New York certified a vote count for the 2020 general election in New York of 8,690,614. When we searched the New York State voter roll copy that we got from the New York Board of Elections, this is not, we're not making nothing up here. We got this information from them. We searched for the number of voters who had a vote in their history in 2020. We got 8,418,179. And we verified this in three separate databases running three different programming languages. That is a discrepancy of 272 100,000 votes.
So
they don't know how to count, and they're certifying elections without bothering to correlate that they're counting the same thing.
So break that down again. So the top number was 8,600,000. What was that? That was eligible voters?
That's what the Secretary of State said was the number of votes cast in the 2020 general election.
Number of votes cast. So 8.6. Now what's the 8.4 again?
That is when we search the New York State voter rolls, because in the rolls, it's a little different. You're searching individual registration records and their voter histories. So we ran a query on the voter roll database of how many votes, how many registrations, record a vote cast in 2020 in their voter history field inside the database. The numbers are off by over 272,000.
So
that is a huge, huge number of people, one side or the other, disenfranchised, or their vote was diluted by fraud.
So right away. So for those of people that say, well, there's nothing wrong with the voting process, there's right away, you find 272,000 votes that are basically garbage in a sense.
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, there's what we're learning, because we're doing quite a lot of different investigative efforts, which is fascinating, because as citizens, we thought, well, we don't have subpoena power. We don't have investigative powers to, you know, request certain things. But the amount of evidence we are able to create as mere citizens is pretty staggering. And when we've gone and canvassed some of the homes, some of the voters who have the most egregious issues with their registration records, because we know these people are not the ones doing it. Some of the falsification and duplication of records can only be done with internal access. When we go canvass these people, we find out there is falsified information just throughout the entirety of the database, the New York State voter rolls.
So you guys have gone door to door. And just explain what let's say it's Mike Lomas. What would you find that would alert you to say, okay, look, I need to go out and see Mike?
Okay, so for us, we really held off on canvassing until we had a small pool of people, or smaller pool of people, who really had egregious issues with their registration records. And what ended up happening is that we found 321,000 New York State residents whose registration records in the New York State database, the voter roll database, have been cloned. Huh. Okay. The state calls these duplicate records. It's where you have the exact same name, date of birth, and address for a registrant, but they have more than one record. The state calls these duplicates. If there's two records like that and they have the same State Board of Elections ID number, which is the number to which your votes are actually assigned, then fine, we agree those are duplicates. They're messy, but they're not necessarily unlawful. But when you have a registrant with the exact same name, age, and address, I'm sorry, as another registrant, and they have more than one State Board of Elections ID number, that's a clone. And no voter can achieve that. It is not there's no possible path there for individual fraud, because who has the ability to go into the State Board of Elections computer and assign themselves a second State Board of Elections ID number?
So when you say it's an ID number, is it Mike Lomas Sr. and Mike Lomas Jr., but it's really the same person? Or is it
Mike Lomas? Yeah, it's literally identical. We're very careful to make sure that our reporting is accurate as we can possibly be. That's why, for example, we chose to load up three different databases in three different languages and verify our results across all of them, because this is a very charged environment. And we did not want to be creating false, you know, drama or issues for anyone.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's very complex.
I mean, for you guys, the best answer is you do your due diligence and you find out that these are fair elections. Maybe they're not. Maybe the results aren't right. Maybe they're meaning what you would want or I would want, but it's fair. These people got the
yes,
vote.
And that,
each vote counted.
That's
exactly. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly the spirit at which we came into this. But no, these cloned registrants are literally exactly the same person. They're not juniors and seniors. They're not twins. We have been very careful to remove all false positives from the list of 321,000 affirmed clones. And every time we go and canvass these individuals, our suspicions are correct. The person says I did not do this. And they're usually pretty surprised to discover that the New York State Board of Elections has framed them for multiple felonies, because every time you make a false registration in the voter database, that's three felonies minimum. And then if there's votes cast to a fraudulent registration, now you're up to six felonies minimum. They're framing New York State citizens for these crimes.
Wow. Is there a way to find out if these votes have been voted multiple times? So, okay, we've got 321,000 duplicates. Have they voted twice?
Okay, I want to clarify again, they're not duplicates. A duplicate has the same State Board of Elections ID number.
Yep, sorry.
But that's okay. No, it's actually great that you said that, because it's a confusing point. The State Board of Elections and the counties are coming back and they're telling us, no, these are duplicates, and they're showing it on their forms, but they're not duplicates. It's not the same when one person's identity can cast multiple votes.
Yeah. So I go in, I'm listed twice. I can vote twice. And if I want to vote Republican twice or Democrat twice, I can vote twice. 321,000 votes. That's a huge number. I mean, especially.
Well, it's 321,000 registrants. And actually, the real truth is you cannot vote twice. Because when a citizen goes to the polling site to cast a vote, we're asked, is this your name and address, right? No one at the polling site says, is this your correct State Board of Elections ID number, or would you like to use the other one? This is an inside job 100%. There's no way a voter can use a second ID.
Wow. So is there a common theme as far as where you see these problems? I mean, give me an example. Is it more prominent in Erie County than it would be in Manhattan? Or is this the problem that just exists throughout, you know, equally corrupt throughout the state? Equally broken, I should say.
Well, there's no such thing as equal corruption in New York, but they do exist in every county. The counties with the highest numbers are always going to be the five boroughs, Long Island, the two counties of Long Island, of Nassau and Suffolk, Westchester and Erie. You guys always take the prize.
So let me ask you this. And I've got a good friend of mine, Assemblyman David DiPietro, and David goes to Albany quite a bit. And I always joke with Dave. I'm like, Dave, how you show up there sober is beyond me, because, you know, there's things like, for instance, there's a huge percentage of the welfare checks in the state that actually get cashed outside of the state, which means they don't even live here. Right. So they're basically stealing they are stealing our money as New York State taxpayers. And, you know, that is something that you would think Republicans and Democrats would just easily get on board with. Right. Well, David has presented these facts to Albany and the rest of these politicians decade after decade, year after year after year. Nobody cares. They just don't care. And, you know, where are you guys gaining some steam and some momentum to see any of this get fixed? I think sometimes the most frustrating part about being in New York State is we see all this corruption, we see all this waste, we see all these broken systems, but yet, you know, you mention it to these politicians and they don't care. And mainly they don't care because they're winning. You know, they don't care, to my opinion, they don't care what they're in charge of. They just want to be in charge of something.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, did you know that under Nick Langworthy's guidance, the New York State GOP allowed 49 state and federal legislators to go into office unopposed?
Unreal.
I mean, 49 state legislators and one or and a federal legislator as well. These are your state senators, your state assembly people, and our New York state congressional representatives that have walked into office, radical progressives, unopposed by the New York state GOP.
Yeah.
It is shocking the amount of collusion and corruption that we are dealing with as New York state citizens. And I think it's appalling that the GOP is, you know, with a straight face asking for donations from New York state voters.
Oh, I know. It's great. It's funny because we talk about this all the time on the radio. They come around once every 2 years when they need money. You know, that's when they're my best friends. That's when they love Glenn and I. And it's always the same message. This time we're going to fight lower taxes, less regulations. Like, God, that's funny because I thought I heard that 2 years ago. To your point, same thing, you know, on so many levels. You know, Stefan Mihailu is a good friend of ours, good friend of the show. And Stefan talks about it all the time. He's like, there's so much attention to, let's say, a governor's race, but yet no attention to some of the school board races. Now, we're seeing a little bit more attention with COVID, but it's amazing to me how fast voters and citizens in New York, we just have amnesia. It's like they locked you and they destroyed in a house and destroyed your business 2 years ago. You were fired up and ready to go, and now you couldn't be bothered to show up at somebody's fundraiser or at a rally site. It's just amazing to me. So, what's also amazing to me, and we know how corrupt the mainstream media is. You know, I look at some of the stuff that you guys are uncovering, and I think, oh my gosh, like here in Erie County, how are you not the top news story on 247? They just look the other way. They don't care. So are you gaining some momentum? I mean, are we going to be able to fix some of this stuff, do you believe? Or is it just going to be washed and wiped under the rug like anything else?
No, they are facing the wrong person if they want this washed away. You know what's so funny? I was laughing so hard yesterday because some of the petitions that we served on the Attorney General, the New York State Board of Elections, and the Secretary of State. So I had to, because the Secretary of State refused to accept them at their office, I had to mail them. And I went to the post office yesterday and I had this big box. I said, wow, I wonder what's in this box. And I looked at it. They sent the petitions back.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, they just don't know me. If they think that's going to make me go away by sending my little box back, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Now we have gathered, Mike, we have tremendous amounts of actual actionable intelligence, evidence of criminal behavior. We didn't go into this thinking that's what we would find. And it's really important for people to realize that we didn't go into this with an agenda or a grudge. We were just wondering.
Yeah.
And the amount of evidence we have gathered, there's absolutely no way this will be swept under the rug. We just won't allow it. The people of New York State deserve so much better. And we are not choosing tyrannical overlords for our governors. That's not what we are selecting.
Yeah. So tell me about here in Erie County. I mean, what's the disconnect in Erie County? Do you have that broken down county by county?
I have some of it broken down. So what I have in front of me, you know what, I can pick that up. But what I could tell you right away, for example, one of our biggest findings is that there's not every county gave us this data, like as you were talking about with the FOIL process. You know, your mileage may vary when you go into the FOIL show.
Yeah.
But for example, in the 9 counties where we were able to check, there are 1.9 million state registrations that you don't find in the corresponding county. So the state says, you know, these people are registered to vote in Erie County, but Erie County has no record of their registration.
1.9 million.
Yeah, in 9 counties, sir. And Erie is one of those 9 counties. We did get that data from Erie. So, yeah.
So I want you to think about this, folks. We're talking about elections that are won by 10,000 votes, 15,000 votes, right? I mean, you know, some of these local races are won by, 500 votes. 1.9 million in the state register. That's the disconnect between what we're finding in the county, what you guys are finding in the counties, and what the state is reporting. Well, who's voting those, right? That's what we need to ask, right? Where do those votes go? Let me ask you this, and I know the answer to this. Do you really think New York, after everything you've been going through, is a blue state? Or do you really think it's more of a moderate or a red state?
It's definitely moderate at least. I'm not the knower of all things and I'm not the solver of all questions, but our results are stunning, you know. And if you want to tell me your assembly, okay. For example, DiPietro's race, he's a state assemblyman, right? 147th district.
Yep.
Okay, his margin of victory was great because actually he had no opponent. But nonetheless, and I'm not singling him out, it's just an interesting fact because this is going on in every single race. He has, in our registration database, we've identified 5,172 registrants in his district who cast a vote in 2020, and those registrations are invalid or contain falsified data.
Unreal.
And I can tell you, let's see. Oh, I know Monica Wallace is a big one up there. Okay, her margin of victory was 3,306 votes. We found 4,062 votes cast in her district from invalid or falsified registrations in the New York State voter rolls. Literally cannot prove she won, and that election should never have been certified. If you add up across New York State all those votes in every assembly district, you get over 750,000 votes cast in 2020 that are from invalid under the law or falsified registrations.
And amazing to me that, you know, she just needed 3,000 something, but the number is 4,000, right? Almost going back to the presidential election where, you know, Joe Biden needed certain states and those certain states just happened to be counted at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. And it just so happens that we found just enough votes in those states to put them over the edge. Really, really amazing. Marley, how can people help you guys? And, you know, is there anything else you want to add before I let you go here? I really do appreciate you joining me. I'd love to get you back on the radio, too. I'll call you hopefully later, maybe later today. I'll call you to see if we could set up a time to get you back in on a Saturday to talk about this. How do people get involved? How do people help you fight? You know, what websites can you plug? What phone numbers can you plug? I know there's a lot of people out there that want to get involved and they don't know how. And God bless you for standing up. Every time somebody stands up, you know, I think, gosh, it's really, really, you have to be courageous because there's so much corruption. You know, I started the show off about the FBI going into Mar-a-Lago and, you know, now the Biden administration is, you know, ramping up IRS agents. You know, that's no secret to anybody with a brain what they're going to do with those IRS agents. They're going to go after people like you and I who are vocal, who are out in front. You know, miraculously, you and I are probably going to get audited now. It won't be the Biden crime family. It won't be the Obama family. You know, it won't be a John Kerry who's keeping his private yacht at a different dock in a different state so he misses out on the boat tax. It'll be you and I. So God bless you for standing up. I love to hear when people say, they sent this box back. I don't give a crap. I'm going to send it back again and keep fighting. But how do people help you? How do people get involved?
Great. Yeah. Our website is auditny.com. And we are in the process of onboarding teams. We have teams all over the state already. In some states, some counties, we're still looking for folks. We call them our county strike teams. We are arming citizens with the facts and with the opportunities to go and speak to their county legislatures, to speak to their sheriffs, because we have information leading to criminal investigations that can be disseminated to sheriffs statewide. And we also have legal efforts because we've gathered evidence. So we're getting ready, preparing for legal efforts. So we can use people in all of those areas. You go to auditny.com and send in the volunteer form. And we will get back to you as soon as we can. And please be patient. Don't think we don't love you if it takes us a couple days, because there are a lot of people contacting us. But yeah, we can use everyone's help. And any patriot across New York State who wants to help, get armed with the facts and learn our data. We will train you and we will get you confident and ready to get into the fray and bring what we know now to be true to our servant government.
Yeah, God bless you, Marley. Any last thoughts to our group here, our listeners, before I let you go?
Well, I pulled up that fact for you, and I'll just let you know right now that Erie County, the voter rolls maintained by the New York State Board of Elections say that there are 456,247 voters registered in Erie County that are not present in the Erie County Board of Elections voter rolls. They're not there, they're not there in the county.
Say that number again, just in Erie County. 456.
Thousand 247.
Wow, mind blowing. All right, Marley. Well, look, at I'm going to reach out to you today. We'll get you back on the radio. I want to get you on as a regular on the radio, including maybe we can get some commercials going too. So when you're not on, we can get more and more people involved for you and helping you out. Okay.
Thank you so much. That is really appreciated by myself and our entire team and all the people in New York State who know that we deserve better and we have to fight for it.
I agree. All right. And make sure you keep your phone on you at all times. So when the FBI shows up to investigate you, you can record it because I'm sure the corrupt FBI agents, that's what they're doing. They're going in and investigating. They're still looking at the PTO moms that didn't want their children to wear face diapers to school. And they'll be looking at me and you. So instead of actually real criminals out there. So God bless you for fighting, and I will be in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. Marley Hornick with Audit New York and auditnewyork.com if you want to be able to help out. So we're going to take a quick break. I wanted to definitely play just a few videos, some past videos on how corrupt the FBI is. And, let us not forget, this has been going on for years, for decades. The swamp has been miserably, miserably deep and ugly and muddy and disgusting, whether it's been Comey or Mueller or Schruck, now Christopher Wray. It goes on and on and on and on. We're going to play some videos so you don't forget. And by the way, if you need help managing money, we do manage money for a living, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about our home and auto. Allow us to shop over 25 companies. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. And Medicare season, turning 65, you need to think of the financial guys. Medicare season, if you are just absolutely have any uncertainty about your Medicare or how you signed up for it or have questions, we have AHIP certified Medicare reps that can help. So use our team as a resource. With, it's easy to forget how corrupt the FBI has been for decades. And, whether it's been Mueller or Comey or Strzok, right? Peter Strzok, one of the best, FBI agent who, was hellbent on making sure Donald Trump had a 0% chance of winning, right? And no, they're not corrupt. No, they're not political. No, until we find all the emails that they actually were. I want to end with maybe a few videos from Trey Gowdy on, by the way, let me just say this, what a beating this week, Liz Cheney. For you Republicans, by the way, that aren't getting this. I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and I said, do you think Trump's going to run? I said, I think he is, and I think he's going to win. And he said, well, I hope he doesn't open his mouth. I hope. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, sometimes he says stuff that's inappropriate and he shouldn't. I said, well, he has to. And Republicans need to learn from that. So what do you mean he has to? I'm like, well, let's look at the Lee Zeldin Hochul race. Have you heard much of Lee Zeldin? Ask people around town if they know who Lee Zeldin is. The guy's running for freaking governor. And unless you're involved politically, you really have no idea who Lee Zeldin is. You know why? Because he doesn't matter. The mainstream media doesn't need to pick him up. He says nothing controversial. If you want to be in the governor's race, seriously in the governor's race, you need to sign up and get on things like The View. And you need to be able to say the truth and things like, hey, Kathy Hochul should be in jail for the COVID money that this family company gave her, the $300,000 they gave to the Hochul fund, political fund. And in return, they get millions and millions of dollars worth of COVID test contracts without anybody shopping them. Didn't shop another COVID test provider. Now, all of us who know New York State is a complete waste of money and a septic tank know that we shouldn't even be paying for COVID tests, especially with a flu that has a 99.9% survival rate. That being said, if you're going to waste our money on COVID tests that you're going to hand out to people, most of which end up in the garbage or end up in somebody's cupboard, you should shop it around at least, right? And the last thing you should do is just not shop it around and give it to a family-owned company that just gave you a few a few hundred thousand dollars. I mean, if that doesn't reek of corruption, right? Time and time again. Lee Zeldin, by the way, where are you with this? This is a story that I'd be taught. I'd say she should be in jail. That's exactly where she should be going. Where's the goddamn FBI looking into that, right? He is a non-factor. See, what Donald Trump did was he mastered the media. He understood that he needed to be the media. He understands that the media has to get to the point where they pick him up or they get crushed in ratings, right? The only reason CNN had any ratings for a little while is because, yes, even the left wanted to see what Donald Trump had to say. Liz Cheney last night, losing by 30 points, should tell everybody that Donald Trump is for real, should tell all the Republicans that if you want to win, you start. We've said this time and time again. Mitt Romney lost his race when he said the comment of 40-something percent of people in this country aren't working, they aren't doing anything, and they're basically useless. And when the media called him out, he said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have never said that. I'm so sorry. Now, you know what he should have said? He should have doubled down on it. He believed in what he said. He was right. We've got 59 million people in this country on welfare right now, 19% of the population sitting around waiting for free handouts. He was 100% right, and he should have stuck with it. And you know what? The media would have said, look at how outrageous Mitt Romney is. You know what Mitt Romney should have done? He should have ran with it. He should have been on every goddamn TV station he could have, saying, you know what? I'm 100% right. Play me again. Play me again. Republicans, man, wake up. Wake up. That's how you win elections. You stick to your guns. You tell the truth. The truth is, yes, we've become a welfare dumping ground, and we need to change that. And you need to fight it. And you need to get that message out there. We're a welfare dumping ground where companies are begging people to work, begging people to work. They're keeping people in jobs that are basically useless, but they can't find anybody else to work. Disgusting. Let's play some videos on how corrupt the FBI is so we don't forget. Let us not
minded
forget.
Of Jim Comey's decision to hold a July 5th press conference and appropriate the charging decision away from the prosecutors. We see Jim Comey drafting an exoneration memo before important witnesses like the target were even interviewed. Ironically, this inspector general has been accused of softening or watering down his report when the reality is it was Jim Comey who softened and watered down his press release announcing no charges against Secretary Clinton. We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding which DOJ policies to follow and which to ignore. Mm-hmm. We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding whether there is sufficient evidence to support each and every element of.
She lied under oath, Hillary. Lied under oath. Did you ever erase emails? No. Did you ever use different devices? No. Lie, 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 lie. Didn't care. Offense. Didn't care. Comey didn't
we
care.
We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding whether to send a letter to Congress in the throes of a looming election. Now, his justification for this is that he did not have confidence in the objectivity of Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Mm. Whether it was her asking him to refer to this case as a matter rather than an investigation, or her meeting with Bill Clinton while Hillary Clinton was under investigation, or the matter he has alluded to but claims he cannot discuss publicly, clearly Jim Comey had lost confidence in the DOJ to handle a case in a way worthy of public trust. But that leads us to the one thing we did not see Jim Comey do, which was take any steps to spur the appointment of special counsel in the Hillary Clinton investigation. When he lost confidence in the Trump Justice Department, he memorialized private conversations, he leaked them, and he admitted he did so to spur the appointment of special counsel because he didn't trust the career prosecutors at the Department of Justice. When he lost confidence in the Obama Justice Department, he didn't make special memos.
Nope.
He didn't share them with his law professor friends.
No, he did not.
He didn't leak the information.
Mm-mm.
He didn't lift a finger to get special prosecutor.
Nope.
Instead, he appointed himself FBI director, attorney general, special counsel, lead investigator, and the general arbiter of what is good and right in the world, according to him.
Mm. yet time and time again. Let's go back in time. Let me see if I can bring up another one.
Director Mueller, can you state this with confidence Matt that Gates. The Steele dossier Mueller. Was not part of Russia's disinformation campaign?
Once again,
no, I said in my opening statement building of the case predated me and by at least 10 months.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Manafort's alleged crimes regarding tax evasion predated you. You had no problem charging them. And matter of fact, this Steele dossier predated the attorney general, and he didn't have any problem answering the question. When Senator Cornyn asked the attorney general the exact question I asked you, Director, the attorney general said, and I'm quoting, "No, I can't state that with confidence. And that's one of the areas I'm reviewing. I'm concerned about it, and I don't think it's entirely speculative." Now, if something is not entirely speculative, then it must have some factual basis. But you identify no factual basis regarding the dossier or the possibility that it was part of the Russia disinformation campaign. Now, Christopher Steele's reporting is referenced in your report. Steele reported to the FBI that senior Russian foreign ministry figures, along with other Russians, told him that there was, and I'm quoting from the Steele dossier, "extensive evidence of conspiracy between the Trump campaign team and the Kremlin." So here's my question. Did Russians really tell that to Christopher Steele, or did he just make it all up and was he lying to the FBI?
Let me back up a second, if I could, and say, as I said earlier, with regard to the Steele, that's beyond my purview.
No, it is exactly your purview, Director Mueller, and here's why. Only one of two things is possible, right? Either Steele made this whole thing up and there were never any Russians telling him of this vast criminal conspiracy that you didn't find, or Russians lied to Steele. Now, if Russians were lying to Steele to undermine our confidence in our duly elected president, that would seem to be precisely your purview, because you stated in your opening that the organizing principle was to fully and thoroughly investigate Russia's interference. But you weren't interested in whether or not Russians were interfering through Christopher Steele. And if Steele was lying, then you should have charged him with lying like you charged a variety of other people. But you say nothing about this in your report.
Well,
meanwhile, Director, you're quite loquacious on other topics. You write 3,500 words about the June 9 meeting between the Trump campaign and Russian lawyer Veselnitskaya. You write on page 103 of your report that the president's legal team suggested, and I'm quoting from your report, that the meeting might have been a setup by individuals working with the firm that produced the Steele reporting. So I'm going to ask you a very easy question, Director Mueller. On the week of June 9, who did Russian lawyer Veselnitskaya meet with more frequently? The Trump campaign or Glenn Simpson, who is functionally acting as an operative for the Democratic National Committee?
Well, what I think is missing here is the fact that this is under investigation.
Of course.
And,
can't talk about it.
Justice Department.
And if I can finish, sir.
And consequently, it's not within my purview.
Of course not.
Department of Justice and FBI should be responsive to questions on this particular issue.
It is absurd to suggest that a operative for the Democrats was meeting with this Russian lawyer the day before and the day after the Trump Tower meeting, and yet that's not something you referenced. Now, Glenn Simpson testified.
So Comey a dirtbag, Mueller a dirtbag. Let's end with the last one, which is Peter Strzok. This is a real champion here. Real champion. Brings a lot of trust and faith into the FBI, right? Really, absolutely trust the FBI once you get a load of this. Let me bring this last clip up here.
Lisa Page and FBI agent Peter Strzok from August the 8th of 2016. In that text exchange,
Peter.
Lisa Page wrote, "Trump's not ever going to become president."
Not political, the FBI.
Right with a question mark, and then right with a question mark and an exclamation point in case anybody reading it may have missed the point of her emphasis. Peter Strzok responded, No, he's not. We'll stop it.
Mm.
Do I have that text exchange right?
You do.
Mm. Now, Lisa Page was an FBI lawyer who worked on the Clinton email investigation.
That's correct.
Did she also work on the Russia investigation?
She did.
Mm. How about the Mueller special counsel team?
She did for a period of time.
All right. So we're 3 for 3 on her working on the two most important bureau investigations in 2016 and beyond. Now, is this the same Lisa Page that Andy McCabe used to leak information to a news outlet?
She was his special counsel, and as we indicated in our earlier report, she was the individual through whom he provided that information.
Wasn't there also a text about an insurance policy in case Trump won in a meeting in Andy's office? She was part of that text string, too, wasn't she?
Correct. That was on August 15.
All right. So this August 8 text was not the only time FBI lawyer Lisa Page was able to use the text feature on her phone. This is the same Lisa Page who admonished the agent interviewing Hillary Clinton not to go into that interview loaded for bear because Clinton might be the next president. And it's the same Lisa Page who said Trump was loathsome, awful. The man cannot become president. Clinton just has to win. And that Trump should go F himself.
Yeah, FBI's not
now,
political.
Most of those comments were before the Clinton investigation was over.
Go figure.
And we are somehow supposed to believe that she did not prejudge the outcome of that investigation before it was over. She already had Hillary Clinton winning. I don't know how you can win if you're going to wind up getting indicted and or plead guilty or be convicted of a felony.
How could that be?
So, I think we understand the first half of that text pretty well.
Yeah.
She didn't want Trump to win, and she wanted Clinton to win. Now for the response. Senior FBI agent Peter Strzok wrote, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Now, I think this is the same Peter.
Senior FBI agent Peter Strzok. No, we'll stop Trump from winning. Wow.
Strzok, who worked on the Clinton email investigation. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Same Peter Strzok, who not only worked on the Russia investigation when it began, but was one of the lead investigators at the inception of the Russia probe. Do I have the right Peter Strzok?
That's my understanding.
Yes, you do.
Is it the same Peter Strzok who was put on the Mueller special counsel team?
Yes.
All right. Same Peter Strzok. And this is not the only time he managed to find the text feature on his phone either. This is the same Peter Strzok who said Trump is an idiot. Hillary should win 100 million to zero.
Zero.
Now, Mr. Inspector General, that one is interesting to me because he's supposed to be investigating her for violations of the Espionage Act at the time he wrote that. In March of 2016.
Unreal.
He's supposed to be investigating her for violations of the Espionage Act, and he can't think of a single solitary American that wouldn't vote for her.
Wouldn't vote for her. By the way, this is the same Peter Strzok that's out now defending, of course he is, defending the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid, right? Defending it. Of course he is. Don't tell me the FBI is not political. Don't tell me they're not corrupt. And we've got now 87,000 IRS agents. What do you think they're lining up for? Who do you think they're auditing? All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenwick over the Financial Guys, great interview, by the way, for Audit New York. If you want to help them out, I would encourage you to get involved. This is how we win, folks, by the way. We have to win elections. You've got to win elections. Elections matter, and we've got to win in New York. AuditNewYork.com. The stuff they're uncovering is unreal with the just with the disconnect between registered voters and actual voters. And the more people that get involved, the more people that help, the more people that slam this to the media, the more they cannot not look at it. We got to continue to fight. AuditNewYork.com. If you need us, 833-FIN-GUYS. If you think like us, use us as a resource. Our website, TheFinancialGuys.com. Don't forget about our home and auto. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. And our Medicare team, independent, AHIP certified Medicare reps that can help. Turning 65, need to think of the Financial Guys. All right, on behalf of Mike Lomas, Gunwiggle, we'll see you next week.